Sheltering the Storm. Written by Sordid Stories. Spoken by Ravarak. Rain pattered peacefully upon the cold stone above, a storm brewing over your hidden fortress. You lift your heavy eyelids with a drowsy growl, letting your golden irises take in all the light from the storm above you. A slow yawn helps you rise up, shaking the dust from your body as you rouse for the day ahead. It was astounding how your massive body fit under the arched doorways, fur rubbing upon the filthy stone. Decades of ancient dirt coat the forgotten castle, making it a foul place for a regal feline such as yourself. Another week had passed since the last arrival of humans, leaving you hungry once more for the feeling of filling yourself below. Your body needing sustenance for hunger, underlying your principal appetency for pleasure. Torchlight guides the way as your gargantuan paws pressed into the tattered carpet, occasional lightning bolts shattering the sky as thunder resounded throughout the dim forest surrounding your stony home. The rain was closing in. The flashes of light bounced bright tinctured onto the wall from the stained glass windows. A lovely touch as your ears caught distraught vocalizations ahead. Sounds of pitiful crying from the foyer excited you greatly. A stirring felt in your loins as you continued down the path from your chambers. The long walk to and from your sleeping chambers and the feeding area was as exciting as it was enjoyable. You had no idea how many humans waited for you around the corner. The thrill of not knowing gave you greater stimulation. Four wooden masts stood upright, at 7 feet tall as specified. Dull metal caps adorned each head of the logs for easy penetration. Each had a massive circumference to them, built to hold up someone of your size. On top of the caps were rectangular depressions, a few inches deep for the chains to rest in, making sure the prey would hang with its arms outstretched. They aligned in a row, pointing to the huge entryway. Windows looked to the heavens for light to shine through onto the faces of your prey, added a touch of hope to an otherwise fatal and demoralizing situation. Splintered and cracked wood revealed where massive metal shackles held you prisoners by the wrists to hang, giving you fond reminders of all the prey you funneled into your rectum. Reveling in the nostalgia of each human you sent to their erotic demise. On every log, a nude male human was suspended for your aesthetic pleasure. They nearly looked the same, their bodies all shaved to slide in and hit all the most satisfying areas. Their feet hung over the ground as they spent all day constantly banging their manacled wrists to the logs. At the sight of your form, the screams were amplified, filling your castle walls with echoes that no one but you could enjoy. You made your way to them slowly, a duplicitous grin forming at the edges of your mouth as you walked to them cheerfully.
Now... You can save that for once you're in me. I'd hate to tire out my playthings before they're of any use to me.
All four of them were robust. Muscles coated their frames like biological armor. They must have worked countless hours to get them perfect. Each muscle would be like a new part of the toy to feel. You took a slow pass next to them. The smile steadfast as you thought of how they'd fill your colon, all pressed together while you experienced primal pleasure. The smooth skin pushing onto your fleshy walls, sending shivers to your core. Your eyes lighting with a burning desire to take each one of them through a very personal tour of your body. You did have to reveal something first. Squatting down to show off your fleshy sphincter, raising your tail high to show the warm orifice to your meals. An easy task for a lion at a little over 9 meters tall.
Hundreds of criminals have gained sweet release in my body through this entrance. Wriggling, panicking, writhing, and yelling, creating all sorts of sensations as my ass envelops them for my own carnal pleasure. I'd be lying if I claimed that every new meal didn't fuel my erection, or create a new memory to savor. Disposable, dirty toys, all ready for me to break.
You end your monologue with a deep, short, foreboding laugh before you pace to the human farthest from the doors. This one was the main source of noise. His voice, hoarse from hours of shrill screams, while he looked with fear to your dominating eyes. A warm, leathery paw goes to his soft skin, claws gently traveling over his abdomen, before you place your lips close to his ear.
Make me growl, little one. It's been far too long since I've been filled, and you have the honors of being the first to go.
A long lick over the side of his face sent him into hysteria. His staggered breath and his worried eyes were the last you saw of his facial expressions, fueling your massive phallus. His sweat had a savory flavor to it, a little extra lubrication for his ultimate journey. From there, you turned, hearing his exquisite screams and actions as new splinters and cracks mark the wood with new memory. You take a few steps back, enough to swing your furred arms before his face. A rock back with your hind legs applied a simple slap with the musky things, feeling his tongue hit them as he ceased his screaming. While he tried to expel your flavor from his mouth, you lined up your anus to the pole, easing your fleshy ring onto the top of the pole. You take some time slipping the dull metal casing into your anus, the human dealing with your balls dragging over his body while you close your eyes and let out earth-shaking growls. You could feel every minute scratch as you lower yourself deeper and deeper onto the wood. You feel the swinging shackles start to slow. The chains wrap around the rim of your anus as you take long, satiated breaths. You continue down the pole, feeling every link as it enters your body, making a low groan as the tip nears your prostate. You press on, your ass swallowing over his clammy hands as the screaming starts again. You cast a look to the other prey, their bodies rejuvenated with the instinct to escape. Foolish mortals, how could they have hope in your domicile? His arms became much easier to pull into your rectum, as he could only move so much. You brace yourself for the arduous part of taking the human. A simple yet abrupt tuck with your ass around his hands sent the chains free from the pole and into your body, trapping the human to dangle. You amaze yourself at how you didn't come right then and there. He put his legs together in the hope that he would have another weight to slide out, making a grave error that cost him his life. You lowered your body to your benefit, pushing his feet against the floor to consume his head, feeling it sink in with a squish of flesh-on-flesh contact. You grow restless and slide him in up to his pectorals, giving a squeeze over them before he let out a terrified, muffled yell.
His head felt simply divine as it was pushed into your prostate, making you clench hard and let out a vicious growl of sinister lust. His erratic actions were coming to an end as you push him up to his crotch now, his body bending in as he got a mouthful of your slippery flesh into his mouth, making your knees buckle as you accidentally press him in faster than you had anticipated. It had come for him to be replaced, leaving you to push his calves and his feet in, ending with a nearly silent closing of your rectum around his form, the undulating flesh easing him in deeper and deeper into your body, his head bumping into your second sphincter, pre-dripping freely from your shaft, allowing your gentle pleasure as you stood up and got on all fours from your squatting position to show off your anus to the next human.
It's a shame I actually hunger for your flesh. I would prefer to revel in this one's struggle for a while before I engorge myself on you. But my stomach is already churning, and your toys are just so enticing to stuff into my colon.
Your stomach rumbles powerfully, inducing another scream from the one inside you, before you lay a massive lick over the second human's front. You loved his taste, his smooth flesh. Everything about this one was just perfect for you. But you weren't here to eat him normally. The pole stretched out your rectum delightfully, leaving a tiny space for the human to stare into once you turned about. You lowered your head and forelegs to the ground, feeling the human inside you starting to settle as his head can be felt entering your colon. Luckily, you had evacuated for just such an occasion. A flash of lightning let the human see the other's feet inside of you trembling quickly as he bends around your rectum, making him scream out in delicious dread. You plant your hind legs on the ground firmly. The sensation the first provided were just a tease, as you needed a new, active feeling to invade your ass. This time, you tried to ease him in gradually. For a little excitement, you let the other's feet go out of your body, making a loud feral growl as his legs stir up again, his ankles weakly wiggling on the rim of your anus. To ease him in, you use the pole to get him into your velvet tunnel, sinking on it gently for a moment, letting the gold cap send thrilling shivers through your frame. You grunt as you rise your upper body to the sky, sitting up on your hind legs as you descend over the pole, feeling the chains waver once more. His hands struggled a bit more this time, as though he wanted to use your ass to loosen his wrists enough to slide free from the bearings. Foolish toy. You pass over the forearms easily, the chain making your body quake and rumble, while his yells were louder and louder as your orifice passed over his pectorals. With another push, you rest your body further over the pole, your cock throbbing hard as your ass was over his crotch now. His whole body was shaking, and his hands were bouncing around the walls of your rectum, forcefully holding a long squeeze on him as his yells were diminished. You look to the floor, and then pull up, pushing your hind legs down forcefully as you take the human right off the beam and up into the air, his legs waving wildly while you slammed your forepaws to the ground. All that was left on the pole was the cap and slime from your well-lubricated ass. You make a show of it, turning your ear to the other two as you move your flanks back in a gyrating motion, your thighs aiding him into your body as you feel the previous toy finally give in and allow himself pass through your intestines, while the other male was actively struggling to be admitted to your second sphincter. With the last few clenches of your anus, you take him in, You roughly move him in deeper, with your powerful thighs clenching on him, his feet making a small gap in your anus, the lightning casting light to the flesh inside, as the other two could only struggle. They knew they would share the same fate. You rise up from your squat, feeling your pleasure mount as you look over to the last two, simply walking to your next victim before hopping up to put your paws on the cap of the pole. You aim your cock and start to smoothly rub your lubricated tip onto his face and over his chest messily. Your pre just oozes from your cock freely as you smile to him, loving how much he squirmed, trying so hard to get away from your glorious member. A shame you couldn't find a mate to share this with. But the humans seem to enjoy it. If only their screams could translate to joy. You pick up your own scent heavy in the air as you let your stiff member rub on his sputtering mouth.
Oh, I can smell it. How it's filling your senses with my godly musk. How you're trying to get it out of you. I've claimed you as my own now. And you should feel honored to be the one toy to have a slick right past my anus. I'm sure your squirming against my prostate will make me ready for the last one to send me into a shuddering state.
You felt out of breath from that, but the stirring in your colon was going weak. The second one was succumbing awfully quickly inside of you. You descend back to your paws, landing before the male, his front so glossy from your recent expulsion. Your throbbing cock still building for a castle-shaking orgasm. As you regain your stamina, you watch his face, his eyes and mouth, struggling to open as the last male was trying in vain to get free from his prison, using what energy he had left to hop up with his shackles, so desperately to move away from the deadly beast before him. Deathly afraid of being the one to make you splatter the castle walls with your potent seed. You turn your attention back to the toy before you, simply squatting down and easing your anus into his face, pushing back on him happily as you feel his face nearly sink into your body. With all of his movements, he felt like he was kissing over your anus in appreciation of his god. The one that would reunite them with all the other playthings inside of his body. You let him slip away from your hole as your lust takes over, your gaping anus once again over and onto the pole as you inch your way down it, letting out massive groans from the feeling of that rot penetrating your very being. This time, you just sit with your anus on the pole, and pull up with your hips, doing rhythmic quick contractions to pull that chain up and into your body, followed by his slippery hands. He finally lets out a scream, one that goes into your body as you clench over his biceps and part of his head, your face showing sheer and utter ecstasy and lust as you take him in nice and deep into your body. The upper half of your body drops, your tongue flopping out of your mouth as your breathing becomes audible, turning into a feral creature with lust, the only thing on your mind to use and abuse your toy. You pause for a moment, allowing yourself to say one last thing before you sucked the penultimate victim away. You raise your head up from the ground as you face the last male, his body quivering in terror as you address him directly. As your eyes meet, he shouts for freedom, your smile only hurting him while his pleas fall on deaf ears.
While I find your concern for your fellow inmates delightful, I do not believe you are in a position to negotiate their release. No need to despair, however. Once your sentence has been served, I will be relieved to let you go, in one form or another.
You let the toy slip out accidentally, pulling hard to keep him in as he dangles by his wrists out of your ass, his feet sliding over the ground as you grin once more and then pull on him again. You're breathing hard as you feel his body slip in and out of your own in a way that makes your groans amplify. You start to repeat the action, letting his upper half go in before nearly pushing him all the way out. In and out. Oh, fuck. You've never felt this way in years. You give one hard pull and then let his legs flail in the air, pleasure making your limbs shake as you finally take him in for good, even gently shaking your flanks slowly as you take him away and into you, finally getting the toy entering your body entirely. You did manage to push his feet and calves in and out of you once more, before finally sucking him away into your body, your gaping anus clearly visible as you make your way to the final human. You roll over on your stomach and get up, only to rest your forepaws over each other as you lay down, looking him straight in the face.
So now my final toy awaits its closure inside of me. A grand. Every single one of the prisoners you met. Every single one of the prisoners you met. Everyone you knew. Every person you touched will never remember you the same ever again. Oh no, 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 no. They will know I claimed you to be my toy. You were forced to watch as the others were taken away. Swallowed whole by my breathtaking rump. And you would share the same conclusion. I do admire how you stay awake for this, my final speech. Weaker ones pass out from fear, making for a very anticlimactic ending. And I do mean that in two ways.
Just thinking of the more enjoyable toys makes you groan heavily.
Oh, yes. If you could just feel how deep your friends are. The body's just slipping into mine as I use you for all the pleasure I can get. All those lonely days I spent on those poles, just wishing for a human to allow into my body. And now I have you, and you alone to sate my desire. Soon you'll be pushed out of me in the coming days. But your marks will remain. I'll find new toys to save me, even if I have to go into town and make a display of them in the village.
You laugh as you smile to him, soon standing up to wipe your cockhead on his chest and his pelvis, resting your forepaws on the pole again to give the final words.
All you humans are toys for me. I rule this land. And the whole world is just infested with vermin to sate my whims. Goodbye, little one. I'll forget you quite easily.
You make sure to stand high, slamming your balls into his face as you let him soak in your musk, his whole upper body reeking of it before you pull away and show off your cavern to him. You feel a bit sad at finishing him off, but you know they'll send more to you. It's just a matter of time. You can barely feel the pole as it enters you this time. The human's able to stretch you out nicely this time, while the last batch only aroused you a little. You slip on down the pole once more, feeling your anus rub on the chains before you simply start to ride the pole, letting the tip get nice and hard as you give out booming moans to the feeling of it getting close to your prostate. You keep doing this, going a bit lower each time as you can feel his hands move about. Some final struggles as he was getting used up quite easily by you. You close your eyes as his head bumps into your rim, soon getting coated with pre from the latest victim to enter you. With an especially powerful push, you suck him in up to his neck inside of you, feeling his head swivel and squirm as he tries to push back out, From there, you go up and down over it, feeling his head just slip free of your body while pleasure racks your nerves, making little grunts that remind you of the toys you first played with. His body was slippery now, making it easy to piston him in and out of your rectum as he hung there. Your balls tightened up, knowing your body was ready for the final release. You slam your ass over him, nearly sinking to the base of the pole as you give a mighty roar, and then shoot rope after rope of creamy, sticky cum onto the wall opposite of you. Your body trembling now as you roar causes the castle itself to rumble in humble amazement of your eruption. Powerful clenches nearly crush the male inside of your body as you enjoy the feeling of him squirming, milking you dry of your seed. Your cock finally stops as you sit there for a moment, regaining your breathing as you come out of your brief afterglow. From there, you place your paws on the ground gently, avoiding the line of cum that ran from there to the coated wall as you gently remove the human up and away. His feet were nearly limp, the assault on his body crushing any resistance he had left. You finally go back to your earlier mindset, making sure your tools are in proper working order, and assess the damage to the pole. New wood was shown, splintering near the caps, the struggles making some very amazing imprints while the caps were still in good working order. You allow the human to slide out to his thighs as you walk away from the scene, the smell of cum fresh in the air as you give a groan of pleasure, along with a sarcastic-sounding roar while you leave the scene. You make your way back to your bedroom after the hours of packing the humans away, the last one slowly sucked up into you as you head down the hallway, not even struggling to get out of you. The room awaited your return, ready for your slumber with the toys all broken inside of you. Pity. At least you can reclaim the chains and let the rain wash them off in the next few days. You yawn once more, and gently ease yourself to the ground, letting all the humans get deeper and deeper as you lower your front half to the ground. With a nice and slow push of your flanks, the final human goes in for the last time, your loins giving some last tingles of pleasure while you finally start to fall asleep. Lowering your ass once it was finally deep within your bowels. A wet dream claims you during the night, playing out another scene in your head as the morning sun dries off the land.